When Dawson Trotman, the founder of the Navigators, was a young man, he had the practice of witnessing to at least one person each day. And this was a deep commitment with him. As he drove the streets of Los Angeles, he would often pick up hitchhikers and talk to them about salvation in Christ. He tells of going to bed one night, close to midnight, and suddenly realizing he hadn't witnessed anyone that day. So he leaped out of bed, dressed, drove down the street, and to his delight, there stood a man wanting a ride. He stopped the car and invited the man to get in. "Where are you going?" the man asked. "Anywhere you are," Dawson replied. And this was typical of Dawson's commitment to witnessing. One day, Dawson picked up a young man and began talking to him about Christ. The man uttered a few swear words, and Dawson could smell liquor on his breath. Then Dawson came to a very disturbing realization. This was a man he had pointed to Christ over a year ago, and there was no outward evidence the man knew the Lord. So God used this incident, along with Dawson's own study of the Bible, to help him understand the necessity of follow-up. And one of the verses God used to convince Dawson Trotman of the importance of helping new Christians grow is found in 3 John verse 4. "I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth." For many years, the greatest joy in the life of Dawson Trotman was leading someone to faith in Christ. But now his vision had broadened to find even greater joy in helping those who came to Christ grow to walk in the truth and lead others to Christ as well. In the early days of the Navigators, Dawson developed a plan of discipleship for those who were serious about growing in Christ. Each person was to talk to one person every day about Christ, memorize one verse each day, and pray 1 hour every day. Sounds like being in the military, doesn't it? But a lot of those first Navigators were military people. Dawson was just as committed to helping people grow as he was to witnessing to one person every day. To him, prayer and scripture memory were disciplines to be followed. Christian, how about your spiritual desires and your spiritual disciplines today? You can set a challenging pace when your joy is wrapped up in seeing people come to Christ and growing in Him.